I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy.
Come on, sing it.
It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy.
Oh, yeah.
It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
A 25-year-old woman named Carrie went to see Star Wars, The Last Jedi, the theater in New York, and she got annoyed when someone in the theater asked for some popcorn and, I guess, spoke at full volume. So
a stranger?
Yep,
oh,
somebody
I'd be annoyed,
else.
Too.
Why?
Heck no, your grubby stranger hands aren't getting any of my popcorn. Gross.
Volume. Hey, Alex, can I have some popcorn?
Yeah, that is so annoying.
Hey, okay. So she grabbed a bag of popcorn and dumped it on them. What do you think about that?
Epic.
All right. Well, the person she was angry at, Alex, was a two-year-old child.
Oh, well, wait a minute. Now I feel like a horrible
person. No, too late. You're stuck to your original commitment, you popcorn dumper.
Stick to it, Alex. Stick to it.
Yeah, just go with it. The little girl's mom claims she wasn't being loud in general. She just said the word popcorn a little too loud.
That's cute, though.
And yeah, cute enough to get popcorn dumped on you. And the lady, Carrie, flipped out. First, she started yelling and swearing. Then she allegedly flipped off the two-year-old kid.
Wow.
She gave the bird to a two-year-old.
Okay, that's a little much.
She tried to cover her mouth with her hand and then dump popcorn on her and then hit her with the popcorn bucket.
I can't believe this.
Alex, are you still defending this action?
No.
Carrie is trying to claim, listen, this is all a lie, and the popcorn spilled when the kid's mom pushed her. So,
okay,
wasn't
so
her fault at all.
Things definitely escalated, for sure.
Have you guys ever done anything in a movie theater? Maybe close to that or not, when somebody was talking or had their phone on?
Never. I think maybe shushed somebody. That was it.
Okay. I think, in high school, and these kids were probably middle school, so the girl's younger and I was an older guy. But I forget what movie we were seeing, but we were stuck. It was a sold-out theater. We were, you know, the very front, like, three or four rows.
It sucks. Worst.
These girls are on their phone, like, they're texting. I'm like, shut the heck up. We're in the middle of the movie.
I hate that.
So we're like, shh, be quiet. Then we're like, shut up. After be quiet, shut up. Because you've already tried.
You dropped a shut up, Bob.
Oh, I dropped the S word. Yeah, for sure. And they kept on doing it. Anything. So I started pouring my popcorn on them. They were giving. I did what this person did. The girl tried to throw her pop on me.
Oh my gosh.
I blocked it and it went on her. And then the theater went crazy. We all got kicked out though.
Oh, you did?
Theater went crazy. Cheering for you?
Yes, because she had her phone. Your phone in a movie theater is like a spotlight for everybody behind you.
Yeah,
you might
is.
Think it's dim, but it's like, oh, is that Jesus? I can't see. I'm blinded by the light.
Yeah, it is really bright.
So, that I agree with.
Okay, let's see here. Let's go to Maryland for our next one. A guy in Maryland was in his car on Thursday and gave himself a little once-over, a little spray. You know how I do it with my cologne, just dab it on here and there. He did that with his body spray. Then he lit a cigarette, and his car exploded.
I saw this. You have
you
to know
photo?
That stuff is flammable. Yes, it's completely like just
guys. It looked like
gone.
It looks like a car bomb went off in like Iraq.
Did he live?
Yeah, but he got really burnt, like bad.
Oh my gosh!
But it was that bad. He had serious injuries, and the police say yeah, the explosion was caused by the mixture of the body spray in the air still and the flame from his cigarette. So those two do not go together. And your final story, let's go to Malaysia. Let's go international with this. A guy in Malaysia was messing around and got a ring stuck on his junk.
Okay. Well, that's something
messing
different.
Messing around. They're always messing around.
Messing around. I was messing around this weekend with my junk. But instead of getting help, he decided to try to pry the ring off himself using...
I'm scared.
A pair of scissors.
No.
What is wrong with
you? I don't want to listen
you?
To this anymore.
You have to. It's almost done.
Oh.
Somehow, imagine this, it didn't work out.
Oh, no.
He wound up getting the scissors stuck too.
Stop.
That's when he finally went to the hospital.
What do you do? Like, you can't put pants on over that, surely, right?
You got a towel?
You just wear a blanket around you?
Something,
yeah.
And the surgeons were able to get the ring and scissors off using a saw. Oh, my. I couldn't even imagine. I would be scared that they would slip and I would become.
It's probably really tiny, like a little teeny tiny saw for ants. It's really tiny.
Last we heard, the guy's in stable condition, but he's still in the hospital.
Ooh.
So be careful what you put on your junk. Those right there are your dummies of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.